Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, radio fans, you're listening to the Lunch Hour Radio Show.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands. One nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Put your hands together for this next cowboy. He has written his last seven rules, and tonight he's gonna try and make it eight.
Here comes the boom sound. What do we do now? It's from a band out of
Well, good morning, good afternoon, rodeo fans and making eight maniacs. That's right. It's time for another Lunch Hour Rodeo Show right here with Making Eight, your official voice of BuckersNow.com. And I see we've got some of our, you know, our famous Making Eight maniacs in the house joining us here today. Of course, Miss Kat Johnson. Miss Christy, Miss Emily, and of course, Mr. Marty Hill. And want to say welcome to you guys. Also want to let y'all know that we do have some guests in here. And if you guys are not signed up with Blog Talk, please sign up with us so you can come on down here and chat with us during our broadcast. We'd love to have you on board. Also want to let y'all know the phone lines are open. If you guys want to jump in there, give us a call. 646-915-9940. That is the number to call. And, of course, looks like we've got Miss Gabby joining us here today. And so glad that you're able to join us here on a Monday afternoon. So is everybody having a good start to their work week? I know I am. You know, it's just one of those days where we're just fired up, ready to go. Watching in the comment section here just before the show started, looks like Miss Christy is going to end up getting some heart conditions here watching some of the PBR and the things that are going on. One of the comments that she made, and please, if you can, maybe give us a little bit more details, Christy, during the broadcast about how you think that the judges seem to be really coming down on the Brazilians for taking as long as they do in the shoots. Give me some, you know, some ideas of what you saw out there that really concerned you or what it was that you were really concerned about there, and we'll be happy to discuss it here on our Lunch Hour show. Let's see. Just looking in here to see what else is going on here on a Monday. Also, got to let you know that, yeah, Marty has actually taken over the third spot position on the Buckers Now participation point, so you guys can look for him to kind of jump in there. But, yeah, most definitely, I'm kind of slipping back. I'm going to have to do some more work there on Buckers Now to get my points back up. It's going to be a long season. Like I said, we're carrying this out all the way through the NFR. We've got a belt buckle that is on order and should be here, you know, hopefully within the next 30 days or so. And I think you guys are going to like it. It's going to be given out to the person with the most participation points with Buckers Now. And I think it's a cool thing. I hopefully you guys will really get out there and jump on board. If you guys are not getting out there and, you know, just all you got to do is transfer over your photos, link things up, try to do some recruiting. You know, if you guys bring in more fans, two Buckers Now, you'll get participation points that way as well. So don't want to miss out on that. Let's see. You know, that's a very good comment, Kat. I see right in there, Christy was posting out there that she was really referring to Savannah Alves, how the judges were yelling at him to come on. You know, a lot of the bull riders are out there saying the same things to their buddies. You know, I don't think it's any different. I think that, you know, you get a guy in there that's focused, that's, you know, something that we may not be able to hear as often, but, you know, I know during the rides, you know, a lot of times that's kind of what you need to really kind of put you over the top to get up there and actually take that bull the way he is. But you know what? Maybe it is a fact that they are yelling at the Brazilians more. You know, there's things about it. And I don't know if you guys have seen the comments coming on. Mesa Pate was actually referring to it, you know, saying that if she could get, you know, if the Brazilian flank ropes would help her bulls buck more, she'd be out buying one. But then there were some other comments that were posted on her Facebook page this morning that said, it actually said that, you know, a lot of people are not in agreement with the way these ropes are being pulled on these bulls. You know, I, for one, you know, think that how tight that they're pulling these things is unnecessary, and it's causing harm to the bulls. I don't think it's giving the bull the best opportunity to buck the way he should. It's just one of those deals that we need to take a strong look at, you know. But we need to face the reality of the fact that, you know, we obviously can't cause harm to these animals as well. And I think that we may start seeing that these bulls are getting very winded out there, and they're not able to perform to the best of their abilities. So just my opinion on it. But, I think that with as long as they're taking in the shoots, it's giving them every opportunity to wear that bull down a little bit more. And that I can't agree with. But there's times where I think they need to have just as much opportunity as anybody else out there, you know, that these guys, you know, should be able to do that. And Christy, as far as that goes, I think that really if we actually saw a there would be points, there would be signs. We would see different judges' scores specifically on the Brazilian bull riders. And I have been watching for that. I've specifically been watching that. Because of the fact that I want to make sure that these guys are judged accordingly and judged fairly, like everybody else. And I, you know, whether it be good or bad, I wanted to make sure. And so far what I've seen is the fact that, you know, these judges are pretty well right on, with the exception of the judges that don't know what they're doing out there and giving these guys 3.5 point differences, you know, in their scores from the other judges. That I have issues with. But I do believe that, you know, I do believe that the judges are being fair with these guys. I don't believe that they're allowing them that opportunity to waste in that bucking shoot. If they've got that tension pulled on that bull, they don't want him wasting any more time than absolutely necessary in there. They understand, you know, they recognize the fact that that bull is definitely getting worked up in that bucking shoot. They don't want to wear him down. But just like any other bull rider, if that bull rider is sitting there playing with that bull in the bucking chutes, he also has the potential to get himself hurt. So they don't want to have that happen, and they want to give these guys, they want to give everybody the same opportunity. Gabby, I see your comment in there, and that's actually a really good point. Does everybody, you know, doesn't everybody want their rope as tight as possible? Absolutely not. That's the furthest from the truth there. You want your bull rope to be very tight, or to be tight enough around that bull to where you're going to be able to hang on and that bull rope is not going to slip. But I will tell you this, by pulling into the bull the way that the Brazilians do, because of the way their ropes are pulled, and before the PBR started cracking down on the rule where you can only have, you know, one person pulling your rope or two hands, what you were seeing was two and three guys pull these guys' bull ropes and pulling it directly into the bull, which was not giving him the opportunity to buck because it's taking the wind out of him. What you're seeing now is these bull riders pulling that bull rope so tight at the beginning when they first get their bull rope on that bull. And then when they get in there, if they don't have a lot of time to get their bull rope on that bull outside of the bucking chute, when it comes time to come in there, you watch these riders. They will spend more time. They will spend more time in the bucking chute when they have a perfect opportunity to get up on their rope and get out. The bull's not leaning on them. It's standing perfectly, but the bull rider is taking unnecessary time in there. And number one, it can cause harm to him. Number two, it's heating up that bull. It's wearing that bull down, causing his heart rate to go up because he can't breathe. So then when they open up that gate, that bull's not being able to extend itself and give that kick. I will tell you that if you're going to ride a bull with a big kick like that, that you don't want a fully tight rope. You don't want that rope pulled so tight because that bull's going to swell up anyways, and he's going to take it into your hand. And you'll see a lot of guys that do pull their bull rope so tight, it will pop their hand right out of their rope. And that's one of the things that you do see a lot with a big bucking bull like that, where it just yanks their bull rope out of their hand because they take that bull rope so tight. But if you actually take it and keep a little bit of slack in it, just a nudge, it's still going to be snug. But when you don't let it pull to that extent, when that bull comes out and he swells because he's breathing and he's extending himself, that bull rope's going to slide real tight up around that bull, and you're going to have a better grip on him, and it's going to make for a qualified ride. So that will kind of – hopefully that will explain a little bit more. That's a very good point there, Shannon. I see your comment in there about the only problem that you have with scores on Brazilians is a lot of the 90-plus scores when they don't spur at all. I believe that you can score over 90 points without spurring, but it comes down to the bull. I don't know. I would have to go back and actually look and see where it is. You know, if the bull goes back both ways and stays right there at the latch, I don't care if he's more of a flat spinner or if he's, you know, got that air, he's going to get a good score. But I think that you'll see that, you know, I have a hard time believing that the Brazilians don't spur as much as what you would think. I think that they end up spurring more because those bulls stay so flat, and then when they turn into their hand or they turn away from their hand, the bulls sit back or the bull rider sits back on them, he's able to spur them a lot more, and it's a lot easier for him to do that. So I see your point in there too, Christy, as well about them being in the bucking chutes. That's something that, you know, I think that there's a fine line there. And if the judge is standing back there, you know, we've actually seen bull riders get disqualified and they've actually got no scores because they've wasted so much time in the bucking chutes. But I will tell you this, that, you know, you have a lot more control over that animal, and I don't care how you are. You'll always come across a few. And my darn near 10 years of riding bulls, you know, I've seen my share of bulls that didn't want to cooperate in the bucking chutes and would lean on you and things like that. But once you had that opportunity to show that you were in control, you can move that bull around there in that bucking chute. It is absolutely one of those things that does happen. And it looks like that Miss Shannon is actually announcing that she won a contest from Stanley PBR. Wow. So congratulations. That's awesome news. I see in there that the comment Valeron is not a spur, not somebody who spurs. Well, I've seen him spur a few times. I don't think that they make it quite as obvious, you know, but I do know that they do spur, but I also know that they have a bad tendency of getting their spurs knotted up in those ropes where they can't get out and spur because they've got it tied in there, and you have to watch real closely. Now, if a bull rider comes out of the bucking chute with his spur in that bull rope, he gets a no score. He'll be disqualified for that, but if it happens during the ride, they won't disqualify a bull rider for that. So if you're seeing a bull rider, and my personal opinion is if you're seeing a Brazilian not spurring, take a look at where his spur is and watch it very closely to see if it's knotted up in that rope. Yes, that was awesome news to see Paulo Krember come out and actually make a bull ride. I was so impressed to see that. Welcome back for Paulo Krember. That's awesome news. So that really is cool. Now, what was it that you actually won, Shannon? You'll have to fill us in. I'd like to know what the actual win is. Gabby, that's an excellent question. Excellent question. If a bull is laying down, can you still get out on him? Absolutely, you can. Depending on the situation, you can, if you've got your hand, and this is what happens a lot of times, when you slide your hand in that rope and you actually take your pull, as you start to take your rep, a lot of bulls will have a tendency to buckle down. They'll lay down on you right there. The bull riders, a lot of them don't like it, but the way it was explained to me, and I've actually taken a bull laying down at a practice pen, and then taking one down at the an actual event. And I will tell you that that bull has to stand up before he can turn out. So you're still going to be in that same position as long as you can stay with him as he gets up. It's something that is hard to do, but you got to put it past your mind and say, I'm going to be aggressive enough to take this bull laying down. Now, if you don't get your hand wrapped and you don't get that bull rope pulled the way you need to before that bull lays down, then you need to get your hand out of that rope, stand up, and let him stand that bull up for you. So that, you know, that absolutely can happen. Oh, yes, the issue with Brian Canner yesterday. That is, I did not actually see it. I heard it, but I did not actually see it. And Shannon, that's another great point. Man, we're getting right down into it here today, but you know, that is, without having to see it, I didn't see what actually happened, but I will tell you that I believe that to be more of a fault of Brian Canner's for not positioning his feet properly in that bucking chute, which ended up getting him caught up right there. But yes, it was Brian Canner. That's something that comes down into picking up poor habits while you're out there and being too relaxed out there. You've got to know your fundamentals. You've got to keep up with your fundamentals, and you've got to rehearse your fundamentals, and it starts at practice pens. You know, when you're out there, you've got to reinstill in your body how it needs to be, and that was one thing that we always learned with positioning. I saw a kid break his leg because he got his foot hung in the gate, and as that bull was coming out, his foot got bent and twisted completely around, and I saw it happen, and it was not pretty. I'm trying to read some more of the things that are coming in, man. You guys are spitting them out there just as fast as I can read it. I would like to go back and actually watch that video of that and see it, so I could actually, you know, so that I could entail more about it. I'm just trying to read up, guys. You guys are really trying to catch me up. Christy, I'm not quite sure what I understood with the whole Shane incident talking about taking on the whole venue. I'm not quite sure I understand what that one is about. To be honest with you, I don't know. Now, if the bull did lean on him, then absolutely, it was the bull that could have caused his spur to get caught back in there. But I will tell you this, that before you nod your head, you know, you better have your feet locked down in the right spot. And that's something that I was taught at a very early age, you know, and if you're going to let things slip and pick up some bad habits, then maybe you ought to get out to a practice pen and start reinstilling those. Get back out and work with Gary Lafew, and you won't have those incidences, you know. But I think that the reason why he had to get a re-ride bull there was something that he had done wrong by not placing his feet in the right place. Now, if the bull leaned on him and caused his spur to fall back in there and get hung up, you know, the biggest thing is you don't want to drop your spurs into that bull until that gate is open, because that bull is going to start bucking in there. And you'll see a lot of times as these guys are sliding up that's when that bull starts getting real antsy. A lot of times that's wise, because they feel those spurs digging into them, and they're not happy about it. And so that's why they will do that. Um, that, you know what, Gabby, that's another great question, man. You guys are really just throwing them out there. In reference to the type of the limestone and I guess kitty litter that they were using for that particular deal in Chicago here this weekend, was that the it was really dusty in there, that Shorty actually had to wear goggles in there or glasses so that he can prevent that. It could absolutely influence the bull. They're inhaling that dust, you know. When the dust doesn't have an opportunity to settle and stay packed, you know, I mean, you see a lot of times these bulls come out and they're dusty, so they're kind of used to it, to where they're catching that amount, especially that limestone, it could absolutely affect it, you know. My question to you is this: you saw a lot of qualified rides out there on bulls that really, you know, you saw a lot of re-rides. I mean, you saw a lot of bulls that didn't perform to the best of their abilities. In my opinion, I don't think that they did. So just one of those things that, you know, it's the material that they use in the kitty litter, I guess. I will tell you this, that I've been on arenas like that. I don't feel like it's an issue for me. At first I was very concerned. I'm like, this is almost like gravel. But when you actually land in it, it's actually not bad. It's something that doesn't seem to bother me. And see, to me, that's an excuse, you know. I look at it as an excuse. Hey, you know, you get a bull, the bull's going to buck any which way. You're not guaranteed to have a bull buck any particular way on any given day. I say you tie your hand in your rope, you slide and you ride. You know, you make 8 seconds, and that's what it's all about. Bottom line. And, you know, but there again, that's just my opinion. I don't think you need to do things any extra, you know, any particular ways. I think you just need to take it for what it is and quit trying to make an excuse for something. Go make something happen. I don't necessarily agree with that, Shannon, and the fact that, you know, that it's a lot more loose and it, you know, I don't think it's any more dangerous as much as I do. I feel like it may give them, because they're not used to bucking on that type of surface, it may give them, you know, a different feel. And I think that's what we saw in a lot of these bulls that buck on a different type of dirt. Like I said, now compared, what I'm comparing it to is the type of dirt that's brought in or out there at these arenas that these guys just go turn up, you know, the soil. And I mean, you get rocks, you get everything, grass growing up in the arenas, you know. I mean, it's, you know, that's the kind of surface that I'm used to competing on. And for me, it was never an issue of what kind of ground you were bucking on. It wasn't going to make a difference to how I rode. I was going to at least go out there and try my guts out every time. And it didn't matter if it was wet and sloppy or if it was dry and hard packed. You know, I knew that bull was going to buck and he was going to do what he could to get me off. So I stayed and I rode with him. So for me, I look at it as more just an excuse as why bull riders couldn't do this or couldn't do that. I think that they're just finding an excuse, and I think that that's the wrong way to look at it. You know, I didn't see any particular bulls out there that lost their footing, though, in that way. From what I saw from the highlights and what I saw during the deal, I just don't believe that any of them actually lost their footing. I don't think that they were sure enough about their footing out there, so that way they didn't buck to their fullest potential. That's what I was getting at with the type of surface. That I don't think a lot of the bulls were a little bit more skittish. They seemed like they were unsure of themselves being on that type of surface, so they didn't buck the particular way that they normally would. So, yeah, and that could be, too, you know, that Shorty was just looking for a reason to style those safety goggles. And, hey, maybe that was a sponsorship deal, you know. You never know with the PBR anymore. That's a great point, Gabby, that it looked like it was a beach and that you just wanted to bring out the umbrellas and the lawn chairs and sip on some drinks, huh? It did look different, that's for sure. You know, we talk about consistency, but Kat, you know, these guys are traveling all over the world. Why should they have to have consistency? why should they make it easier on a bull rider that is just going to make an excuse? If it's not that excuse, he'll come up with another reason as to why he couldn't make 8 seconds, you know? They can't haul that dirt from one venue to the next. They have to bring in dirt from a local area to be able to support that. Otherwise, they couldn't realistically fund the cost it is. I mean, as we speak right now, their next event is Phoenix, Arizona. That arena is already under works. They've already got the dirt being brought in, the arena being set up today. You mean to tell me that you're going to be able to pack up from Chicago and get that dirt out of that arena and get it into a Phoenix arena? You know what I mean? That's the only way they can do it realistically. They normally do. They normally will, you know, get the same type of dirt brought in. But the fact of the matter is it's still going to be different dirt, and it's still going to be packed differently, you know. And, you know, it's going to cost them to have that dirt brought in from outside where, you know, like Cat Johnson brought up last night, maybe it was because of the rain and everything that caused the issue with the dirt yesterday or this past weekend up there near Chicago, that was what they had to use. So, you know, it was just one of those deals. I mean, we're here in Tampa, Florida, man. We could go to the beach and bring in some of that soft sand, you know. But the fact of the matter is, you know, they're not going to do that because that wouldn't be the same, you know. But I don't think that they should, you know. It's the same way with going to a football field as a football player. You're going to be playing on different turf. Oh, I'm sorry, Shannon, that was you that last night that brought up that point. I'm just so not used to seeing you in there, especially on a Monday. I'm kind of caught off guard, but I'm glad that you're able to tune in here with us. But yes, it absolutely could, you know, it could have been because of the weather that they had up north, that's what they had readily available to them, and that's what they had to bring in. But like I said, to me, it shouldn't matter. It shouldn't matter to the bull rider. It shouldn't matter, you know, that bull's going to come out and he's going to buck. You got to make eight on him, and that's what it comes down to. Anything less, you know, and you buck off. If you're going to use that as a reason, I think you're just trying to make an excuse. And, you know, as we all know, I mean, we're not in the position to be making excuses, you know, especially when we're not getting paid for it. So, you know, I mean, the Cowboys that got bucked off are just going to have to regroup and go back at it again this week. So, you know, you either like it or you don't. You know, I mean, really. And some guys may not like going to that particular place if that's what they're going to use all the time up there in Chicago. You know, maybe they'll end up changing it around. So, it's one of those deals. I mean, guys have particular places they like to go to because they think that the bulls that they bring into that particular place are better than the bulls they would bring in somewhere else, you know. But for me, it's a matter of, you know, if you're going out and you're traveling out week in and week out, you've got sponsors and going out there, you're top 40 in the world, you need to quit making excuses for why you're not riding, you know. Like I said, it comes back down, you know, to how bad that cowboy wants it. So we're about halfway in the show. I think it's about a good slot here to take a short break. And when we come back, we'll catch back at it here on a Monday morning. You know what? Of course, we've got to throw our Monday song at you here on the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show. So how about it? Hopefully you guys are having a great week or a great start to your work week. And don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Alarm clock tingling, ringing in my head. I woke up dog tired, beat down, half dead. Trying to recover from another wild weekend. Chugging down coffee while I should have been sleeping. Well, it sure is Monday, hitting it now. Through the week somehow I had a is Monday. Ooh, I got to the job site at 9:15, and somehow I stayed awake till lunchtime. And then I caught a little nap stretched out in my truck bed. My feet still twitching to the music in my head. Well, it sure is Monday, ain't it the truth? I partied too hard and now I'm paying my dues. I had a ball Friday, Saturday and Sunday, but it's all over now and it sure is Monday.
Cowboy, dress like a cowboy, there's only one way to go. Wrangler jeans and shirts, that's the place to be. Be there or be square. From the low cuts to the cowboy cuts, they've got them all. Wrangler jeans and shirts. Take it from me, world champion Rob Smets, being a cowboy runs in your jeans.
This is Kat Johnson of KatJohnson.net with Making Eight. Let's book.
All right, welcome back to the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show right here with Making Eight, your official voice of BuckersNow.com. And, I looks like I do need to get over there and start doing some Let's Buck shopping here with Miss Kat Johnson. I see that she is adding more and more things to the list and keeping you fans out there just shopping more and more. Don't forget, we do have, some stuff over there at BuckersNow.com. You can slide on down there and do some shopping. I see that some of our Making Eight Maniacs have already gotten a hold of theirs, and we love it. I'm telling you, it absolutely makes my day to see you guys out there supporting our stuff. And, there's 7 days in a week, and I know you're not going to wear the same thing every day, you know, every week. So we'd love to have you guys getting that out there. But, I think that it's absolutely just the coolest thing in the world. So moving right along here, getting back into the action here. I will tell you as well, Rodeo Houston is well underway. They're getting ready to start up their, their third Super Series. And last I heard, I got word last night that one of your favorites, Cord McCoy, will be there tonight, tomorrow, and Wednesday for this next Super Series. So I believe that he is drawn up. So if you guys are looking forward to it, get over to BuckersNow.com and click on the link. We're missing Barb in here, but I believe Miss Emily might be able to get it done. Or one of you Making Eight Maniacs can post that link out here to the event center that we have set up with the chat room where we can sit back out there. The show starts at 8 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. And you guys can sit over there and watch a little bit of Rodeo Houston. I do know that we've got some of our favorites. Shane Hanshey is going to be out there this week, or maybe not this week, maybe next week. But I do know that he's heading down there. The Cooper boys are going to be down that way. It's going to be a blast. So you guys stay tuned to it. Every night we'll have the page brought up. You can watch the stream, sit back and chat with others. Love to have you guys out there. Now, is that the main page? That's the main page there, Marty. We're not looking for the main page. We want the chat room page. We want to get over there. So you got some work to do there, Marty, before you start posting those links out there. We need Barb. It's been a real exciting event. And the Steer Wrestling, they did have a arena record tied last week. So I think this week we're going to see some exciting things as well. So you guys just have to stay tuned to that. I believe that the record arena record for Steer Wrestling was 3.2 seconds, and it was hit again earlier this past week. So, like I said, it's a lot of action. It's a lot of fun to sit back and watch. You know, they have the FFA kids out there. They've also got the chuck wagon races, you know, so it really is fun to sit back and watch the live video stream courtesy of foxsports.net, I believe, is the one that's broadcasting that. And thank you, Miss Kat Johnson, for stepping in there and posting that link. That is the link that'll send you over to the chat room, and you guys can jump on board. I've already got mine up, and I'll be in there probably this afternoon just getting ready. So that'll be kind of the place to go if you guys are looking to get in and start watching it. We'll absolutely do that. I see the post in there, Christy posting about McKinnon Wimberly comparing himself to Charlie Sheen this morning. I was going to try to come up with some wisecrack to kind of bust on him a little bit, but I don't know that he is cooler than Charlie Sheen. I think he's definitely a better bull rider than Charlie Sheen, but I would not say that. I don't necessarily know that he's cooler than Charlie Sheen, but he does have the support from you Making 8 fans and you PBR fans out there, and we love him for it. I mean, he's a great guy, and can't wait to see him back in action. So, that's just my opinion on things, but who knows, you know. Anyways, moving right along, like I said, you know, we're going to have an opportunity to see Corden McCoy out here at Rodeo Houston here the next three nights. Y'all can come on over there and chat with us, 8 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. We definitely want to see you guys over there hanging out with us. And we'll sit back. We'll talk about some of the things that are happening out there and, just have some fun. That's what it's all about, just sitting back, having some fun with you Making 8 fans. So, Shannon, you missed everything. We had totally wrapped up our whole show in the last 10 minutes, and I'm sorry that you missed it. So you'll have to go back and listen to the archives. No, I'm just kidding with you. We've just been sitting here rambling on, talking a little bit about Rodeo Houston and Cord McCoy. How did Cord and Jet do last night on Amazing Race? I did not get a chance to see it, so you guys will have to fill me in if you caught wind or how exciting everything was. And Shannon, I apologize, but I actually missed what it was that you actually won, and I apologize. I'm kind of slacking today, but it's Monday. You know, we're just trying to get things in gear. Let's see. That's one thing that I think that they should do, Shannon. That's a great point out there about the PBR and being able to do more for their Touring Pro events. You know, but this is a sense where I think that, you know, you're starting to get too many Chiefs and not enough Indians out there. You know, you've got to appoint somebody, you know, to handle that. And I think that, you know, the PBR is investing their money in so many different categories with so many different, you know, areas that they're just flat – that they're just flat spent. They just don't have a budget for it. You know, they can't bring in somebody to keep up with what's going on in the Touring Pros. And it's disappointing. That's what it is. Okay. Well, hopefully you'll get some of your PBR Stanley DeWalt stuff, that type of thing. We'd love to see it out there. Can't wait to see the pictures. You'll have to let us know what the prizes are. Cord and Jet, I guess, finished sixth last night from the word. So that's good news for them. Um, You know, I think you take a chance there, Ms. Shannon. You're going to be able to see just about anybody in that touring pro event. It's hard to say. There's, I think, probably somewhere around 800 members to the touring pro, guys that actually have their cards. I do know that they also take alternates, so you may just see some locals if they can't get enough guys there based upon rodeos that are going on all over the world. That's what happened to me and why I was able to compete in some of the touring pros at the time there were the Enterprise Series and get into some of those events because of the fact that, you know, I'd just show up 2 hours ahead of time and say, listen, I'd like to be an alternate. And so it's kind of hard to say. You know, there may be, there may be a whole bunch of bull riders that we're not familiar with. But then again, you may see some of the PBR guys, you know, on any given week, you could see these guys back and forth. So, you know, it really is hard to say. Touring Pro, it makes for a great opportunity for guys that want to sit out of the Built Four Tough series and just go win some easier money. But, yes, I think that they could, you know, I really do think that they could step out a little bit more and try to promote their touring pros just a little bit, you know. But there again, you know, these things are being put on by different producers. It's not necessarily those of directly of the PBR. Jeff Robinson, Jerry Nelson put on events right here in Florida, and they put on about 3 or 4 a year, you know. But they're actually put on by the producer, by Jeff Robinson and by Jerry Nelson themselves, they're not funded by the PBR. So they're just using the PBR's name. They've purchased a card, and they're using that for their touring pro, you know. So, it does make things a lot more difficult when you're talking about that. So, anyways, that's hopefully the gist of that. Now the results things I've noticed are really, really laxed. I think you will have a better chance of going to Pro Bull Stats, and you'll find the results faster there than you will anywhere else from these events, these touring pro events. Because, yeah, they're way behind on those things, and I find that to be disappointing as well. But, see, they're allowing other people to come in and put on these events using the PBR name, and then it takes them a long time to get those results and to get the money earned and things like that. So, and Ms. Shannon, yes, you are very talkative for a Monday, but we're glad about that. It's given us some conversation here and allowing us the opportunity to sit back and talk. So, wow, I'm just checking my phone. I'm getting calls calling in on the other line here, and we're not going to take them because we're right talking to you guys. So if you guys hear that beep or that break in there, that's the reason why. I'm looking, you know, I've not even been back over to check my fantasy points for this past week. I don't think I did very well at all. I had Caleb Sanderson, Luke Snyder picked. They didn't do as well as I had hoped that they would. So, yeah, you know, hopefully we'll get things turned up a little bit, but I doubt it. Maybe the second half of the season, you know. Oh, yeah, I see Ms. Cat saying that if any hot ropers out there call me that they better Wow, now I'm trying to catch up. Looks like Mrs. Macon 8 is sending me messages too. Wow. Well, I'm just behind the eight ball here today. I got all kinds of stuff going on. I'm trying to multitask here, and y'all know I don't do that so well. Good question there, Gabby. Is Edna Kamina still riding for the CVR? I don't know if he is. I don't think that it's as mentioned as much. I do need a secretary. you want to apply for the job, Miss Kat? I'd love to bring you down here and let you help kind of organize things. I do need somebody here with some organizational skills. I've got stuff scattered everywhere. It's terrible. But yeah, it actually has been a very busy show today, and thank you guys for that. We appreciate you guys jumping on board here and having so much input about this deal. You know, like I said, PBR is always a hot topic, and, you know, like I said, these are just my opinions on it. You know, same way with the judging last night and you know, this weekend with the LEC, you know, they're just my opinions. If you guys don't like that, I understand, and I'm okay with that, believe me. You know, I'm just giving you guys what my visualizations are on that particular topic that we're discussing. So, you know, please don't take offense to what I'm saying out there to you guys. These are just my opinions, and just like we all have our own, you know. Yeah, I see that. Yeah, some of us definitely had some struggles there, you know, this weekend in our fantasy, and I'll have to go over and see where I stand in our group page. And if you guys are on board with the PBR fantasy and participating, and you're not a part of the Making Eight Maniac group, you need to get over there and do that. So that way we can keep tabs on how the Making Eight Maniacs are doing. And maybe next season we'll have something lined up as far as like a belt buckle or something like that that we'll give away as well for our participation in within our group. So, but I'm going to have to step up my game there for sure. Wow, Shannon says she thinks she did so bad that she actually lost points. Well, hopefully if you lost them that they put them in my bank because I need them. But, you know, I mean, for sure. But anyways, like I said, looking forward to a really cool week sitting back watching Rodeo Houston. That'll be going on all week long. And, of course, Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, Cord McCoy will be there. So we'll be able to sit back and watch him a little bit. Be a great opportunity. Looks like Miss Christie. Now, is that just within the group page that you're number three? Or is that overall? I do know that Miss Sandy at 2G Bucking Bulls was doing really, really well, but yeah, we are not. Wow, I'm actually 4 points from the bottom. Ouch! And I know Dave is in last place. I know that he has not done so well. Four spots from the bottom. Yeah, see, I knew that I was back there. But I at least I'm not in last. So, you know, but then again, if you're not first, you're last. So who is actually leading the fantasy points for the group, the Making Eight group? I see in here Miss Christie says that her dad is in second and that she is in third. So, yeah, that would put me down to 22nd. That's just not good at all. Sandy is number one in the group. So and Shannon is 16th. So, yeah, I'm not doing well at all. But, hey, if I'm 22nd and you're 16th, then I might still have a chance to at least catch you. Yes, I have missed two events that I have not been able to post the my picks for. And so that's hurt me something fierce. But, hey, you know what, though? Really, to be sitting in 22nd and have missed two events, I guess that's not too bad. So... but is anybody going to be able to catch Miss Sandy at 2G Bucking Bulls? And maybe we will put together a prize. I don't think it'll be a belt buckle because we're already getting one for the Buckers Now participation points. But how about if we put something together and we'll give you guys a prize at the end of the season, the end of the fantasy season to the winner? Maybe that'll give us all a little bit more incentive. But, you know, recruit, try to send some people out there to join our group. We'd love to have them on board. I don't know that she's cheating, but I know that her and Rodney have definitely had some success in their picks the first of the season. So, you know, and I'm kind of disappointed. I know that Miss Sandy has been out there just working her tail end off, and we haven't had an opportunity to hear from her. So, yes, there is the auction going on for Jody Newberry. And if you guys have a chance, I don't have the links, and, of course, we don't have Barb in the chat room here today. So we're kind of really missing her. But if you guys have that opportunity – get over there and check that out. make sure that if you guys can, you guys help. You know, it's obviously going for a great cause, and Jody and Amanda Newberry are such great people, and you know, Jody even giving his half of the benefit bull ride money that was raised in Stevensville to McKinnon Wimberly. I mean, that's just how unselfish he is. So if you guys have a chance, get over there, try to get some of that artwork from Tammy Webster, and try to help support that, please. Let's see. Well, you know what, though? Maybe she does. Maybe Miss Sandy does have a little bit of behind-the-scenes info. But I will tell you this. It definitely has helped her out. Make no mistake. She's up there in the number one slot. Like I said, we'll try to work on getting some autographs or something that we can donate to the winner of our group, you know, the Making Eight Maniac group. So if you guys are not a part of it, please get on over there and do that. Let's get those points racked up, and we'll see who comes out on top at the end of the season. And that's the other cool thing, is that it is an actual, you know, this is a pretty long season. We're not even halfway through it yet. Thank you, Miss Emily, for posting that link out there for us. Sure do appreciate it. That's for the Jody Newberry benefit auction. So, wow, that certainly raises some different conversation topic there. Miss Christie posting in there that, Cat, tomorrow we must talk about your beheaded creature postings. I'd like to know more about that. You guys will have to fill me in. But we're going to have to hold off, I think, and do it tomorrow. Hopefully we'll see you guys over in the chat room this evening, 8 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. Check out Rodeo Houston. Check out Cord McCoy, as we'll be bringing it to you. Be able to sit back and watch and have a great time while we're sitting back there, okay? So you guys make sure to tune in that tonight. Then, of course, we'll be back here on our Lunch Hour Rodeo Show tomorrow. And we'll kind of give you guys up to date on what's going on. We'll talk a lot more bull riding. We'll talk a lot more rodeo. And we'll talk a lot more with you guys. So until tomorrow there, fans, you guys get a grip with Making Eight.
Thanks for tuning in with Making Eight. Happy trails, be blessed, and get a grip.
Welcome to listening to a radio station where the mighty hosts of the heavens sing. Turn your radio on.
Finals rodeo announcer Roger Mooney. When you get ready to get a grip and get explosive, get all of your bull riding info on making8.com. Tune it in, rip off the knob, and let's get hide, hump, hooves, and horns. Making 8 is a winner.